Dr. Kelly Milkerrick from our hometown chiropractic center, 1338 North 4th Street, here in Tomahawk on the air with me right now. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
Gosh, it's been a while since we talked. I was on vacation. We had a long month, and I think the last time we talked, we were talking about the smiles on the street.
Yeah, we had sunshine on the streets at the end of March. Of course, it snowed.
Sunshine, yeah. The sunshine, that was it. It's sunshine. But was it a pretty good turnout from what you heard? Because I didn't hear much about it because I was gone.
Yeah, we had a decent amount of participants. I think the weather could have been better. It was that really, really windy day. Actually, my sunshine on the street sign actually tore in half while holding it because the wind was so much. But, you know, we're always out there, rain or shine. So we were happy that we still had people participate. In spite of the bad weather, and it's always so nice to see everybody driving around with the smiles on their faces and just kind of sharing that positivity with the start of spring, even though the start of spring has seemed to have brought winter this year. I'm not really sure what's going on, but
well, that's
it's not that too unfamiliar here.
Yeah, that's okay. We had spring most of the winter, so winter's just getting its shot in here while it still can, but it's looking like we're going to turn a weather corner here. I'm just glad it was a good event, and traditions are important in our lives and society in general, so I'm glad you're keeping that tradition alive, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was great. It was a great turnout despite the weather, and it's always a nice event to do every year.
Amen to that. So, Kelly, what do you want to talk about this morning, a new subject here?
So, I have been talking to a lot of teachers and parents this week about transitions because, you know, obviously spring break was last week, and so a lot of people went away, a lot of people stayed home, but their kids weren't on the normal routine. You know, the school day routine of wake up at this time, eat at these times, do math at this time. And as I've talked before, you know, kids do really thrive on routine, but there, of course, are times in life where we're not on our regular routine. And I've had a lot of parents and teachers noticing this week of kids being really dysregulated, you know, worse behavior, having harder getting back on track, getting back into school. And so I just wanted to mention to parents out there that this is a sign of a dysregulated nervous system, you know, not being able to transition well from having routine to not routine back to routine. That shows that there's some dysfunction in their nervous system, and that's something that I've seen chiropractic really help with. You know, the kids that do get adjusted tend to do better with dealing with those transitions as their body adapts, like to big changes, like not being in school and being able to sit and play video games for more than usual, and then having to transition back to school.
Our nervous system pretty much rules our body, and when that's out of whack, it's everything else gets out of whack, or at least some things get out of whack, and so it's important to keep your nervous system in whack.
Exactly, and I have a lot of parents, you know, especially adults that don't bring their kids to see us. It always surprises me when they're like, oh, you guys see kids? I'm like, I don't know what else I can do. Of course we see kids. But they are always like, oh, do those kids deal with back pain? And I've had parents ask, like, how do I know if my kid would need chiropractic care? You know, and I'm like, I think everybody needs chiropractic because we all deal with different degrees of physical, chemical, and emotional stress. And chiropractic is just going to allow you to adapt to those three things better. But, you know, when I was thinking about what to talk about, this having a hard time getting back on routine and seeing behavior issues showing up during these times is a really great way of saying, like, hey, you know, that is a sign that my kid is dysregulated and maybe should be checked by a chiropractor. So I've been trying to think of more, we call them like soft neurological signs, soft signs that chiropractic care might be needed, because some parents are like, well, my kid feels fine, you know, or they still poop every day, and I've heard you talk about that. And so some of these behavior pieces are stuff that we don't always think about with chiropractic, just from what we've learned in our past or what maybe as adults we've experienced with chiropractic, but it really does show that dysregulation, and by getting adjusted, it allows your brain to calm down so that the information coming into your body is better processed, and therefore there's better output. Instead of bad behavior, there might be better listening and being able to transition back into routine faster.
You can just think of it as a stress relief tool, just one of many tools to kind of relieve stress, right?
Exactly, exactly. Because it, like I said, it really does help you process the emotional stress so that you can have better output, maybe better responses to different situations that would cause someone stress. And obviously, you know, if all of a sudden our routines were way out of whack, it would probably bother us too. And so the resilience your body has to those changes, I see just people being way more resilient when they're under chiropractic care.
Good food for thought this morning, Dr. Kelly, and always room for new patients, right?
Yep. Just give us a call. And if you have any questions, you can always send us a message on Facebook or Instagram. We're pretty active on both. Plus, we have posts going out every day about different health tips for you and your family, different reasons we see pregnant women and kids. So just you can always send a question to the messenger, and we will respond as soon as we can.
Outstanding. Have a good weekend, Dr. Kelly.
You too.
453-5365 for our Hometown Chiropractic Center, 1338 North 4th here in Tomahawk, and see them and like them on Facebook, too.